at all, and later on in life. But about the only ones that really go away and stay away are the ones who marry servicemen. And more or less, they've got less chance of coming back. But you'll see them back here on vacations a lot. And you'd be surprised the number of officers that after they get finished with the Navy, the Army, whatever, come back here to retire. Because we have a colonel, I don't know what branch of service he was in. And my father did work for his, remodeling his house and everything. And he's retired here.
What was his name?
Colonel Vermette. And then Captain Eklund. I don't know what, I think he was in the Navy. I think his son's in the Navy, so I think maybe he was in the Navy too. And he's retired here, and he was teaching school. I don't know if he's still doing it. There's a lot of the servicemen. What gets me is they come here, they hate Key West. Can't stand it. They can't wait to get away from it. And then, in later years, they come back, and they're going to retire here.
Mm-hmm.
And what gets me with a lot of them too is when I used to work for the dry cleaners, they'd come and, you know, complain about they hate it and all like this. I say, well, look, this is about the only place you can go. Well, this was way. You're here, you can be with your husband. Whereas if you went to some other, if he was stationed somewhere else, you might not be able to go. So at least while you're here, find things about it that you like and enjoy it. Because when you go somewhere else, you might not be able to.
Yeah.
Because this puts away, if you don't mind a little bit of cold water, you can go swimming 365 days a year.
How cold does the water get? The worst?
It can get hot, and I know up into the 80s.
It was fairly, and I went out yesterday, I got a little burn on my back, but I went out, finally got a little skin diving yesterday, and I think it was an 88 or something, it was very warm, in toward shore, and
yeah.
It got out a little bit.
It gets cooler. I mean, it's this way, when I was little, when I was in my teens, I went out to one of the hotels, and I was swimming. For 50 cents, you could spend the whole day there, and you could go swimming in the pool, or you could walk out in the back of the hotel and go swimming in the ocean. So I think I got enough of swimming when I was in my teens because I started with ear infections, and I got fungus in my ears. And the doctor said, well, you might outgrow it. I haven't outgrown it. So I can't really get any type of water in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
So I really don't enjoy the swimming that much anymore.
I didn't know you can get fungus like that in salt water.
You can get fungus from salt water. You can get fungus from anything. You can get it from taking a shower and using shampoo or soap, as far as I know, if you can get it.
Because
I know when I wash my hair.
Oh, it's just a matter of getting the water out of your ear.
Water in your ear. Because I know when I wash my hair, I have to be careful that I don't get the water in my ear. Or if I do, if I think I've gotten too much, then take some cotton with a little bit of alcohol and drop it into your ears, and that way it'll kill any bad bacteria that might have gotten in.
The reason why I said that is because mid-state, there was a certain time of year where we couldn't go swimming because that was when there was a high fungus count in the water, or a bacteria count of a certain type that was bad. It caused a lot of ear infection.
No, I don't know about that. I know we have the cold spring tide. And if you're an old conch, you don't go swimming in what they call spring tide. Because I did it one time when I was little. And we wind up with big blotches all over our skin, like lumps. And
from what?
From the water, salt water.
Oh, it's just
It's a seaweed, I guess, and the irritation and being in close and it not being able to get out.
Wouldn't
know?
Be like jellyfish or anything.
No, it wasn't jellyfish. And the doctor told my mother my brother and I both had it. So she popped us both up in the bed and kept the fan blowing on us and put calamine lotion on us. And then if we got too itchy, we took a cold bath.
Hmm.
But we don't go swimming during the spring tide.
No native would here? Or anyone that knew about it?
not anyone that knows about it. No one in my family would.
Yeah. I don't know if I asked this or not. When was this house built? Or how old is it, do you know?
I would say, let's put it this way. My grandmother would have been in her 80s if she had lived, and the house was built before her. So I would put it, I guess, at least around 90 years or more.